This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to another edition of the Kona Edge. It is Monday, the 8th of January, as we record this, and I think there are a lot of ears on today's podcast because today is the day that we announce our contest winner. $750 worth of Ironman entry up for grabs. Entries close on the 31st of December, and we'll be announcing the winner on today's podcast. So thank you for joining us. I'm Brad Brown, by the way. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, it's the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying for the Ironman World Championships on the Big Island. And it's great to have you on board. Thank you so much for joining me today. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be talking some running. And we have a returning guest today, Tracy Markham, joining us to talk a little bit about what she's done over her triathlon career to improve her run, and what she's currently working on, and some of her favorite workouts as well. That's all coming your way shortly. Before we do that, though, let's head straight into our coach's corner. Today's coach's corner is brought to you by Team Robertson Ready. Team RR provides personalized triathlon, running, and nutrition coaching. And as a client, you'll receive a customized program based on your specific needs for your triathlon or running goals. Team RR coaching is hands-on and takes into consideration each athlete's strengths, weaknesses, and unique life schedule. The nutrition program is individualized based on individual blood panel markers, personal goals, past history, as well as using current research on what works. Team RR is led by former elite triathlete John Robertson, who also holds a Bachelor of Science degree in nutrition. To find out more about John and the work he does with Team RR, simply head over to teamrobertsonready.com or alternatively go to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget too, if you're a coach and you'd like to use the Kona Edge to grow your coaching business, head over to that same URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll get all the details there. Let's chat some running. We head to the Netherlands now. Returning guest, Tracy Markham. Tracy, welcome back.
Hey, Brad. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you on. Running, you love it. It definitely helps having a discipline that you not just good at, but that you enjoy, that comes at the end of a triathlon. What is it that you love about an Ironman run?
I don't have to be on the bike anymore. Now, running is the sport that I'm newest to, so I don't think it's lost its shine yet. It's the part of the race that I have seen the biggest improvement so far in my triathlon career, so I'm excited to see how much better I can get, and that really makes running sessions and running in the race more exciting, is being able to see, well, how far can I go this time.
Well, inspire us. Talk about those improvements. Like, give us numbers. How, like, from and I know you also run standalone marathons. You've got a couple that you signed up for. Sort of when you first, your worst marathon time to your best marathon time, what's the difference there between those two?
I've only done 3 marathons so far. The first one I did was at Long Course Weekend in Wales. That was the month before Ironman Wales. And there I think I ran a 3:28, so the first full standalone marathon. And then when I went to Ironman Wales, I think again it was around 3:40 something, if I remember correctly. And then I ran Rotterdam Marathon at the beginning of this year. That's been my best result so far. I ran a 3:17. So, so the full distances of a marathon have, pretty much been in the zone. Mm. But the half marathon, when I started running, I was over the moon to have run my first half marathon in 1:52. I broke the 2-hour barrier. I am a complete rock star. So that was what I thought anyway. And then when I got a coach and I started working with Neil and Diana, I just watched the numbers fall, and currently running most of my half marathons at the 1:28 zone, so coming in under 1:30. So that for me is just incredible. How when you focus on something, you can see improvements.
Yeah, that is incredible. I'm interested in the standalone marathon thing. I chat to a lot of triathletes where I ask them about standalone marathons, and they laugh at me and they go, "You're crazy." You obviously enjoy them, and you are chasing some fast times. You signed up for a fast one, Chicago next year, and I know you said Berlin as well. You're in the lottery, hoping to get an entry for Berlin. That's also a pretty quick one. What is it with standalone marathons as an Ironman? Is it something you would advise other athletes to do, or is this just something that you dig doing?
So when I was building up to Ironman Wales for a qualifier, I had never run a full. And I signed up for Long Course Weekend in Wales, which, if you know the race, the swim is on the Friday, the Ironman distance swim. Then the Ironman distance bike is on the Saturday, and then the marathon is on the Sunday. So you've got 3 days in which to do an Ironman. And so the plan was to do the swim and the bike to get the experience of the distance. And then I was told, under no circumstances was I allowed to run the full marathon. Under no circumstances, because it's impact on your body and you just mustn't do it. I completely ignored that and I went and did it anyway. And mentally, that was the best thing I could have done for myself, knowing I can get from the start to the finish of a marathon. And going into an Ironman when you're exhausted, but knowing in your head, I can do this and I have done it before, was a real benefit for me. The standalone marathons are just fun. Ironman can be the end of the run. I mean, the end of the event isn't always very fun. You're exhausted and you just want to get to the end. Whereas a marathon, you can run it in the morning and then go have lunch with your friends in the afternoon and have a party in the evening. It's a really fun way of doing something that still challenges you, but keeps it light.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so right about the mental side of things. I remember, and I've told this story on the podcast before, my first Ironman, I'd run a couple of standalone marathons, and I wanted to know in my head that I could finish the thing, but I really struggled in that first marathon. And then after that first Ironman, I went and did an ultra. I ran Comrades here in South Africa. And from a mental perspective, that was just phenomenal, because the next year it was like, oh, you know what? I ran Comrades. I'm used to running with legs that you feel like they're someone else's. And I ended up running parts of my second Ironman where I was so broken the year before. And I thought to myself, why was I walking here before? It's actually downhill. I should have been running. And just from a mental perspective, it definitely does make a big difference. What are some of the things that you've done on the run that you think have really moved the needle and improved your run performance?
Track sessions. Again, the short, sharp, horrible, make you want to vomit at the end is nothing better than that for preparing you. Again, mentally, when you have got that last 200 and you know you've got to keep the same time as you ran your first 200, but you think you want to die, and then you do it, mentally, that's amazing. And then also, yeah, just the running on the tired legs that the track session gives you is probably helps a lot. I believe it has.
Those hard sessions, generally probably not your most, your favorites, the ones you look forward to the most. What are the runs that you love doing?
So it's a run actually that was introduced. It was a new set that Diana introduced into my program in the build-up to Kona. It was your long run on a Sunday, but done in intervals of 2 kilometers. So you run 2 kilometers at, I would say, a tempo, slightly faster than a tempo pace, and then you've got a minute just to run a little bit slower. And I found that running 32 Ks in batches of two was quite fun and challenging, and that's probably my favorite set so far.
That's cool. It freshens it up. I like that idea as well. It especially for a long one, it's easy to get bored and just go, I'm done with this. But that sounds like it could be fun. I must try that out. Tracy, it's been great catching up. Thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time.
Thanks, Brad. See you next
week. All right, so here we go. To everyone who entered our contest here on the Kona Edge, it's time to give away that Ironman entry to the value of $750. Entries closed on the 31st of December. We've done our lucky draw, and it's time now to see if we can get hold of the winner.
Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi, Bob. I was expecting your call. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Thank you for thinking of me.
No.
Well, I was thinking of you, the site, the podcast. It's very awesome job. I would like to congratulate you for all the effort of for this.
George, thank you so much. I said to you that when I popped to you a message this afternoon that I wanted to bounce something off you, but I'm actually phoning with some better news for you tonight, and I'm phoning to tell you that you've won our contest, the Ironman entry to the value of $750. Well done.
Really? Wow! Very. I'm very happy to hear this. I can't. I will speak it in Greek. Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ. Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ. Well, that's a big commitment for me, because I was just starting for a simple half Ironman race in Greece, the Almira Man. But now I think I have to push a little bit more to do a full Ironman race.
And now you've got no excuse, George. And if you need any help, you know where to come to get that help. So we've got some training plans we can send you away. And more than willing to help you out. So that'll be awesome.
I can't, I don't know what to say about this. And I'm really happy about this. Maybe I was thinking that if I was to win, and now I have won the contest, I was thinking about some races in the last semester, maybe after the October, the last Ironman of this year, somewhere in Europe. So we have to choose.
Well, George, no pressure. So you take your time, and we'll make sure you get there. So congratulations once again, and from me, thank you to you. I know you shared the contest lots on social media, and we had a lot of people through your unique links as well. So congratulations, I'm glad your hard work has paid off.
I made some posts from my Instagram account, from my Greek and my English blog. So I shared it a lot. So. That's very good news, Brad.
Well, George, that was the reason why I wanted to phone. So congratulations. Well done, mate.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brad.
And that's it. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. And congratulations to our winner once again as well. I've got some cool things in the pipeline over the next few weeks and months here at the Kona Edge. So please do stick around if you were introduced to the Kona Edge through that contest. I hope you get some value out of this podcast. But we've got some amazing things on the boil. I'm pretty excited to reveal them. Can't do it right now because there's still some things in the pipeline that need to be confirmed, but there are some exciting developments coming your way here on the Kona Edge over 2018. So please do stick around for those. If you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes yet, please consider doing it. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time, but it helps us immensely. It really helps us grow the podcast. And as it stands right now, we are inching towards 400 five-star reviews for the Kona Edge from around the world in the various iTunes stores. So if you haven't done it yet, please do. Think of it as our virtual tip jar. If you'd like to support the podcast, that is one way that you can help us out. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a great one. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.